Blog Talk Radio.
That kind of diamond thing.
What is that noise?
I believe you all have the children are our future. Them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we use.
This is Myron Grace, and I'm welcoming Betsy Eva Nelson and the MF Series Show on Blog Talk Radio, ScreenWorks Entertainment, Sharp Pegron in Productions. I would like to mention Juneteenth, which is tomorrow, where Black people call it Freedom Day, where we celebrate the freedom of Black people. Juneteenth, because in Texas, it was the last state to honor the Emancipation Proclamation, and so we celebrated on June 19th. Now I would like to introduce our famous and infamous host, Miss Betsy Eva Nelson, and the MF Series on ScreenWorks Entertainment Radio.
And I'd like to let you know, A.K.A., since this seems to be some people man's world, my initials are B-E-N, Ben. So in other words, I'm either Betsy Eva Nelson, Ben, or there are other names I've been called. But one of the good things is I'm a child of the King.
Yes.
We are here today to bring awareness. But before we start bringing awareness, we're going to be thankful to Miss Vivian L. Sharp, who introduced me to this, along with Mr. Myron Grace, the engineer, thanking and being really thankful for the blessings that they're giving us to get into the airwaves, whatever ways we can do into the air. Things about Lorain, Ohio, where we are located, in Lorain, Ohio, the international city, about 34 miles from Cleveland. We are known as the MF Series also, and the MF Series stands for the faith, the family, the friends, and the other MFs in society and life that we know in different ways. But we're going to start out today and acknowledge Father's Day. Father's Day will be Sunday. And there's so much we could say, but we wanted you to know something about the local people in Lorain that are really famous and that are fathers and mothers too, because it's not always a father that was able to be in the home of the family structure. Adam is the father of the human race. Abraham, geology, people that go into things. We are so pleased today to have Deacon James Williams, and we want him to say something, and he is a deacon, very astute with the word and scriptures and prayer. And he is going to tell you a little bit about his family before he goes into prayer and whatever he deems to say that God puts on his mind and spirit. So glad to have you, Mr. Williams.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, as Bessie just said, my name is James Williams. I'm a deacon at the Bethany Baptist Church in Elyria, Ohio. My pastor there is Reverend Dr. James H. Timmons. I would just like to say today, because of our limited time, that I want to wish the fathers a happy Father's Day that's coming up. The challenges that we face today, we thought some of those challenges were over. But thank God for the riots, not the riots, but the protests. There are white nationalists that are trying to do a riot and have it blamed on Black folks. But the thing of it is that the world is paying attention to some of the racism that's taking place in this country. And for that, I am thankful. I would like to lead you in a short word of prayer. Father God, we come in the precious, blessed name of Jesus, thanking you for your many, many blessings, thanking you for how you kept us. Father, asking you to bless this program tonight. Bless Bessie as she goes forth with the program. Lord, we ask that you would bless each speaker that's going to be on here tonight, everyone in, that's going to be heard. We ask that you would bless their families. And now, Lord, we're going to give you the praise. We want to give you the honor and give you the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Brother Williams. And Brother Williams, it is so good that you did say things about what's in the air and the elements in life. I like to use the word heritage instead of racist. We're all so proud of our heritage. We are African Americans at this point, the people. But we're a mixture of different things in life, but we are God's children. One of the things, God created man, you know, and men do have choices. Man has choices. God created all men to be what? A protector, a provider, and prophet, to take care of the family. So we're talking about honor to fathers. The foundation of the family is God, and then come fathers. And we are so happy to have had you continue uplifting God's kingdom through what he has allowed you to do in the positions you have, Mr. Williams.
Yes, thank you.
And with that said, also we have on our program to come forth, we have a young man who has had choices. Some have been good, some have been bad perhaps, but we are so pleased to have him. And he lives in Lorraine, and he is going to tell you in his own words a little bit about his life and his family and so forth. And we are proud to have Mr. Kevin Davis, who you can go down to his barbershop. He's off of Broadway on Fifth Street and a very nice complex, and he's up and coming. So with that said, Kevin, so good to have you, to take a few moments from trying to make that money and make that money, baby. We're going to pray for you.
Okay.
Kevin, tell us your story.
How you doing? How y'all doing? Thank you for having me.
Good.
My name is Kevin Davis. I'm a family. I have a family of five boys. I'm married to Marla Davis. We are members of Living Word Church. Our pastor is Ray, Pastor Ray, and like she said, I do a few things in the community. I'm also a barber. And I'm a mentor to a group of children in the morning. I mentor them. And other than that, most of my time is spent really at this barbershop. But during the morning times, I mentor a group of about 30 kids. And, you know, we talk to them first, and we teach them the importance of prayer, and we stretch, and we play little games. And, you know, the community did a good job this year coming together and raising like water and fruit and stuff like that for us. So we don't really have a lot of paperwork on our group. It's just a group of kids that I know that are parents, or we got some of them through Facebook, and we've been doing it for about 3 years, me and another young man and my wife, where we just take a group of kids, neighborhood kids, and we work with them, we talk with them, we play with them. We kind of, we father some of them in somewhat of a way where, kind of just take care of them in the morning, get them something to eat, stuff like that. And like my Aunt Bessie was telling you, I have a barbershop called Legend. It's located at 205 West 5th Street on the corner of 5th, not on the corner, it's right off the corner of 5th and Broadway next to the Social Security office. So, you know, we take walk-ins and anybody's welcome. And I'd like to thank y'all for having me on your program.
Thank you.
Kevin, I love you. Nephew, but have you always been such a nice person?
Have not.
Tell me
some
about your life and what inspired you to become a barber.
Okay, I think the barber thing kind of found me, and I was a sinner, and see, like the next man.
We all are
sinners,
sweetheart.
You're right.
Saved by grace.
You're right about that. So I've been to prison before, and you know, and it kind of was the best thing happened to me as far as being given a chance to clean myself up and clean my life up. So thankfully, when I did go and I got out, I did just that. I cut out most of my bad ways and, you know, stopped and just
focused
on my family and my children.
Well, you know, life goes on. I'm not cutting you off, Kevin, but you've told some of your basic foundation, but as you excel and so forth with what you're doing, he does have a nice, your children's ages, the young men, and he has a set of twins.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, I have a set of twins. Thank you.
Sure.
Most of my kids are leaving high school now. Most of them play basketball for those Lorraine High teams. One of them was on that basketball team that went state like a couple years ago. One of my children was on that team, the smaller kid, the little kid that was looked like he wasn't supposed to be out there, but he had the heart of a lion, so he made it work. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so that's a little bit about my children. I have 5 boys. Me and my wife do. We don't have any girls. So, yeah, most of our kids are almost grown, though. We got a set of twins. They're the last ones in the house.
And a grandchild, right?
And we got a grandbaby. Yep, by my oldest son, he has a girl. She's the first girl.
But God has blessed you on Father's Day. Every day is Father's Day, Mr. Davis. And with that said, there is a scripture. He shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. Malachi 4:6. You've come a long way. But, you know, we go back to our parents, to our fathers and mothers, through slavery and so forth, the prayers. Prayers are being answered with you being able to carry on in a positive way. We
Amen.
Do have our ups and downs and so forth. So we're so happy to have you on program today and take time out because he is at work. And,
yes, I'm working. I'm working
you,
right now.
And tomorrow he will be giving appreciation Friday and Saturday, sponsored by Sylvia Duvall, myself, and Dottie Washington, and some others, my sister and brothers and so forth, and Mr. Williams, where we'll be just giving appreciation to the fathers that come in through his shop and where he has occurred and made relationships with them. And he has been doing that with working with the children. And that is a good image when there's so many bad images out about our male young men.
Absolutely.
And so, Kevin, thank you so much again. And so now we're going to turn this over now to another person that has come quite a long way. And he's not as young as Kevin, but he is a famous, famous person and celebrity. And we want it to be known to be even more famous through this program. Red Top and the Young Family, and they're the ultimate in entertainment. And at this point in their life, Red Top, a.k.a. his real name is Mr. Robert Young. He will tell you about his life, his motivation, inspiration, a little bit about his family, father, and so forth, and the locations he had played and appeared in. With that said, let's welcome Mr. Red Top.
All righty.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? My name is Red Top, worldwide renowned.
All righty.
In the music business.
Yes.
And I'm from Lorraine. But
wow.
I've traveled all over the world, and I'm still doing it.
I want to meet
right
you one
now,
day.
Right now, we're just getting ready to open a studio called Lucky Boy Production right here in Lorraine on 3135 Eagle Avenue.
I'm going to come down and visit it.
Well, I'll let you know, and Bessie has acted as one of my agents for quite a while. If you need to know anything about me, ask Bessie.
She already told me you were the man, she said.
But anyway, I was born in Martinsville, Virginia. And I moved here at 15. That's been quite a few years ago. But anyway, I'm playing right now in Vermilion at Prague.
I'm
going to
come down. I live in Vermilion. I'm going to come down and see you.
On the 27th.
I'm coming down to see you. I'm going to film you.
Who's talking saying they live in Vermilion? I don't know.
Keith Coon.
Oh, Mr. Coon. Okay. Mr. Red Top.
Yes, sir. Ma'am, I mean.
Go ahead and continue with where you're going to be and tell us a little bit about your brothers and how you all work together. The Young Family.
First, I want to say hello to Mr. Coon. I think he's
talking
in.
Oh, great.
Yes. Anyway.
Good to hear you, buddy.
How you been doing?
Good. You know Marcus Cross, right?
Mr. Coon, I'm not trying to cut you all off, but we have a couple more things to say, and you all will be meeting at my house for a business meeting Sunday. So, Red Top, continue and finish about your life.
Yes.
Mr. Coon, I'm going to say something about you in a few minutes after Red Top. Thank you.
Yes. If you need to catch me, it'll be at the Old Prague in Vermilion on the 27th. We'll be there. And I told you about my studio getting ready to open. And if you need to find out anything else, just give Bessie a call. And
you're
going to
be playing in Vermilion what date? June what?
27th.
Well, we thank you so much for that, and we'll be announcing everybody on the program. Red Top, you play what?
I play the organ, piano, all of the keyboards, and sang, and I also have a group.
And you are famous and work with the deceased who, Mr. Who?
Robert Lockwood. I'm his piano player. And we travel the world.
Awesome.
So,
yes, sir.
So we want you all to acknowledge, and we'll be letting you know about the 27th, the time and everything that has occurred. And I think, Mr. Myron, we have about how many minutes left?
We got 13 minutes left, Ms. Bessie. We got 13 minutes
left. Thank you very much,
left.
Sir. This is something that's down-to-earth conversation with the Internet, which is new to us and so forth. So it is not going to be so highly professional and precise. It's going to be people talking with each other together, getting it to the airways. The air out there, it might have the virus, but it has love. God has created this bitter earth. And we're going to enjoy it together. And I'm
Amen.
So happy also to have Mr. Coon, who will you tell in about 1 minute or two about yourself, sir?
I sure will, Bessie. It's good to talk to you guys. I'm glad to be on. I told you I'd tap in, and now I'm here. So Bessie and I met through Marcus Cross. That's your grandson. Is that right, Bessie? Marcus Cross?
I have no children, thank God. Marcus is mine.
So I filmed Marcus Cross at the Prague. I'm going to come down and film Red Top at the Old Prague. And I like doing filming and making motion pictures and videos. And you got the floor, Bessie.
Well, reason God intervened and placed me. Marcus was getting my car at Mercy Hospital, and I had been in the hospital. And Mr. Coon, we were sitting on the bench by each other, and we just got to talking. So from that developed, Mr. Coon does documentaries, Mr. Grace. So we will be getting together, all of us, to uplift God's kingdom, each other, what God has placed us and let us do together. And families and so forth, and that's what it's about. It's about loving families and what God has created, and to Him we give the glory for Father's Day today and always.
Absolutely.
And I want to say to all of you, hope your special day has your heart smiling, feeling blessed to be a dad, those out there, feeling appreciated and loved, and be in reminded that the things you do, the ways you invest, the love you show, make a world of difference to all you, who you are around you and who you want to be around and to those that you can't be around. I give praise to my late brother and Lois Owens, who is on the line, who will be speaking a few words in a few seconds. We buried him, the father of quite a few, because he was the type to reach out to everybody's kids and feed them and whatever. And men are like that, and it's a good thing that they generate and do those things. We buried Willie J. April the 13th, and out of the my personal family, he was the oldest, and it was Carl Leonard Nelson, and he had his family. He's deceased, myself, then I was a loner for a while till my little sister Carol came and was born on Christmas Day. She is deceased. Lawrence came along. He's deceased. And left is Miss Lois Owens, who lives in Louisville, Kentucky, and Eric, who lives in Berkeley, California. And with that said, Lois, will you say a few minutes in reference to our family structure, sort of, about Father's Day?
I'd just like to wish all the fathers a happy Father's Day, and I salute the young men coming up today that are taking time and being a father, not just a name on a birth certificate. The young men nowadays, including my grandson and nephews, they're taking up time with their kids and with other kids, and this is what kids need today. The men need to step up. Those that ain't, it's time to step up and take time with these children because they need us all.
Absolutely.
Yes, they do.
With the few moments we have, if anybody wants to jump in and say anything in reference to really quick,
yes,
I would appreciate it.
Yes, I forgot to announce that your brother, Lawrence, married my niece.
Oh, that's right,
yeah.
Dora.
Yes.
I'm going to say one thing, Bessie, real quick.
Boys, Kenneth Young and Robert Young.
Yes.
Yeah.
Over to you, Lois.
Can I say one thing to
Red Top? Go right ahead.
Red Top, I was just wondering, do you remember Don Wicks combo?
I know.
We all do. We all do. Don lives in Lorraine still.
He's awesome. I remember him in Vermilion Pickle Patch years ago.
Okay, Mr. Kuhn, Don Wicks is part of the agenda for me to bring to attention on these programs. So I'll
Beautiful.
Be talking with you about the people in Lorraine County, especially
Beautiful.
Our heritage. We thank God for our race. Even though there was slavery then, there is still slavery going on. But the worst thing is slavery in the mind when you don't want to get out of your mind of being in bondage. But give praise to God. Keep God in your lives. Recognize God because as you acknowledge God, am I correct, Deacon?
Yeah, amen. And keep moving forward.
Us.
Got to keep moving forward.
So, Mr. Grace and Miss Sharp and Lois Owens, Kevin Davis, Red Top, Mr. Young, Mr. Williams, we are so happy and thankful as you get off of this program to continue doing God's grace and mercy that he has put over and provided for you to be good fathers and mothers and family structure.
Amen. And keep moving forward.
Yeah, yes.
With that, we will say, and all together, one of the structures that most of us learned was the Lord's Prayer. Or Our Father. Let us say it together. Our Father.
Father, who art in
heaven.
Hallowed
be
thy name.
Thy kingdom
come.
Thy will
be done.
On
earth
as
it is in heaven.
Give us this day.
Our daily
bread.
And forgive us our trespasses,
as
we forgive those
who trespass
against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
yes,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom.
For thine is the kingdom.
And the power.
The power.
And the glory.
And the glory.
Forever.
Ever.
And forever.
Ever.
And forever. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for this occasion to be continued. In your name. Thank you, Mr. Myra.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Myra.
Yes, Bessie, you still have 5 minutes left.
Oh, a Red Top. What are some of the things that you sing? Because you're open with open mic if somebody requests.
You have a new caller, Bessie. You have a new caller, 440-246.
Who is it? Do you know? Do you know the name, sir? Hello?
I don't know if they can hear you, Bessie.
440-246-5777.
That's my number.
Well, sir, we'll just continue and they can talk with me later on. What are you all going to do for Father's Day? Real quick, everybody. Sunday's Father's Day.
Well, this is James Williams. My daughters are coming over. I didn't say I was married. I have two daughters, and they're coming over Sunday.
Sunday.
And we're just going to have a little cookout in the backyard in celebration of
Father's Day. And we're all invited, right?
Oh, yeah, you're always invited.
Reverend, okay. One last thing, please. You know, Music Minister James Jones?
Yes.
Him, right?
No, I don't know him personally, no.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This
go ahead.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You think they'll ever bring the Lord's Prayer back in the schools?
They should.
Well,
when
woman we started and got it out, maybe we should get together and institute and get a petition
well,
to put it back.
I think under the right leadership, it'll get back in there because it's got to be approved. And when you have presidents in that are fighting with Congress or the Senate, we don't have that. They're fighting with the Congress now, but not the Senate. And
yes, it's political.
Yeah, this kind of thing is right down their alley. They don't
but
want
you know,
to see
while we're talking about that, there are so many faiths, different religion, and so forth, and we acknowledge all of them to have be a higher source, to have faith, hope, and whatever in their lives through their own religion. But we acknowledge God most of all because he is the creator. And with that said, with the few moments we might have, for we'll be more timely as we progress and learn this internet system. And so it's a new day out here, but it's not new communication. We still have morals and concepts that God implemented, the Lord's Prayer,
yes,
the Ten
yes.
Commandments, the
yes.
Beatitudes. Look
Miss Bessie,
to the hills from which our strength comes from.
Miss Bessie, this is, my
yes.
name is Kenneth Young, and
yes.
I was sitting here with my dad, Red Top, and we were just, it kicks in my head because it says one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty
right.
and justice for all. So if we take the Lord's Prayer out, it's taking away the one nation that's going to be under God. Now it brings in the foul play and big government to do what they want to do. We got to minimize this down to the people. It's the people.
Kenny,
got
it's so good to hear your voice. So
people have got to get back control, and we got to work together. This isn't the time to be separating because the color of somebody's skin.
Absolutely. Work together.
No man should separate because somebody's different. In fact,
no.
like you said, then you should step up and put your hands out to pull him in to be together, to help him. You don't want nobody to be hanging out there. Your weakest link is going to be your biggest problem. And if you sit back and let the weakest link sit out there, out the snap with all that pressure on them, you don't go help them, it's over. Boom.
Man, you got to work together.
I'm glad you all listened to me for a minute. Like I said,
well,
my name is Kenneth.
We're glad we heard you.
I'm Red Top's
thank
son.
Thank you, thank you.
I'm helping run Lucky Boy Inc., and we're trying to push it on these young people and help them out with their musical careers. And maybe the Lord will bless all of us in this community to have somebody not just to force out to work like my old man and get, you know, his head down. Even though he's got his Grammy certificate, it should be more. There's a lot of talented people in this community right
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
And you all know this. You see it regularly. It's just there's no, like you said earlier, not always fathers. It's just male or some kind of role model that they can see somebody that's stepping up. It doesn't always mean this man's rich or he's got big things, but he keeps pushing towards what he believes in.
And music
yeah.
is a universal language.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it
and
is,
with
yeah.
all that said, let us all on this program today, when we get off this program, continue to collaborate together and work together so we can make not just Lorain the international city where we're located, but Cleveland, Cuyahoga County, our abolitionists in Cleveland. There's a plan, and we're going to work with God's plan and our plan with the five senses he gave us, and to work together to uplift the kingdom of God, Lorain County, Cleveland, and wherever we can through this system. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Bessie.
Great.
And this is Wright. He's not on the phone, I know,
but she's needing more sponsorship.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they